Texas, we must do better. Texas border business. I am a native Texan. I grew up here. I work here. I have never lived anywhere else. I love Texas. I am bullish about the state's future prospects. There are many things going our way, from abundant natural resources to a growing population to a dynamic economy leading the way in many core and emerging sectors. One area where we must do better, however, is funding for public education. It is literally the key to our future prosperity and even sustainability. Recent data from the U.S. Census Bureau related to public school financing in 2023 puts Texas near the bottom of the 41 states for which data is available. Across all areas, the average spending on a per-student basis was $15,825. High-spending states such as Vermont, New Jersey, and Connecticut spent upwards of $25,000. The lowest-spending state, Idaho, spent just $10,203. Texas ranked a dismal 34th on the list, with $12,304 per pupil. That's an abysmal showing for a state that's leading the way on so many fronts. Moreover, Texas public educators face added challenges such as the fact that the state has a higher proportion of students classified as English learners, over 20%, than any other. More resources are needed to ensure that these individuals are able to attain their full potential. Texas public educators are accomplishing remarkable things despite being provided with such paltry funding. On national tests, student performance is typically at least as strong as the national average on math and almost as high on reading, despite the fact that the test is only given in English. Higher levels of educational attainment are generally associated with increased earnings and a lower probability of unemployment. Options and opportunities are much more plentiful for those with high school diplomas, which are also the gateway to further training and education. From the perspective of the economy, education is crucial to workforce preparedness and, therefore, continued expansion. Demographic patterns are pointing to persistent worker shortages across the nation for decades to come. Texas is better positioned than many areas due to our younger population and significant in-migration, but only if students are adequately prepared for the jobs of tomorrow. We've examined the return on investment in public education in the past. It is enormous and dwarfs that of other public outlays. When you recognize that money devoted to improving outcomes for today's students yield returns throughout their lives, the compounding benefits become apparent. State funding for schools yields unparalleled economic benefits for individuals, the economy, and society. It is no exaggeration to say that, if we educate our kids, nothing can keep Texas from sustained economic greatness. If we don't, nothing can save us. We must do better. Stay safe. _ Dr. M. Ray Perryman is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Perryman Group, www.perrymangroup.com, which has served the needs of over 3,000 clients over the past four decades.